There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Snow is falling on beautiful Killdeer, North Dakota, but it doesn't do anything other than add to the beauty of Killdeer, North Dakota. Hi, folks. Welcome. This is the What's on Your Mind program, live and direct, to find out what's in your town. In this case, the town is Killdeer, North Dakota. We take our microphones all across North Dakota to find out what's in the communities, and we're looking forward to finding out more about Killdeer today. And we are coming to you live and direct from the brand new High Plains Cultural Center that opens this weekend to the community with a Christmas celebration on Saturday. So we'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program. We'll be obviously still checking in on things that are happening in the news. A couple of questions we have for you on things that are right out of the headlines. Senator John Hoeven will be here at the bottom of this hour. He did vote for that omnibus spending bill. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the future of the Keystone XL pipeline, which, by the way, is going to be the first agenda item of the new Senate coming up in January. So we'll talk about that and more. Tax extension bill that he's been working on and a few other things. We're going to meet some of the folks from the city of Killdeer. We're going to meet a Dunn County commissioner in just a moment. Talk to the folks at the High Plains Cultural Center, and looking forward to finding out about what's happening in this community, what's going on, and especially tell you more about the High Plains Cultural Center that has been a dream of folks really on the drawing board for about 10 years here in Killdeer, and thank all our sponsors that helped make our What's in Your Town tour possible, including the city of Killdeer and WPX Energy and Ben's Oil Company and First International Bank and Trust. They have a beautiful new remodeled location here in Killdeer. The High Plains Cultural Center, Barron's Lodge, which is a new facility here, Cobblestone Inn, the Buckskin Bar and Grill. We're going to have lunch there a little later on today. They're looking forward to that. Okay, a couple of things in the news. One, a story. Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, spoke to a group called the Highway 2 West Manufacturers Association in Grand Forks yesterday, and said something I think is fairly, common sense and pretty obvious, but it's enough for a news story anyway. And of course, he's talking about the fact that oil prices are where they are, and if they remain, below about $52.06 is the number for 2014. It adjusts a little bit for 2015, but if they stay at that level for 5 months, there's something called a trigger, and the extraction tax goes away for 24 months. And obviously that would have a pretty significant impact on the state budget. And so the lieutenant governor said it would cause a dramatic change in state revenue and could also, be a concern on companies needing, if it lasts that long, adjust and hire less and everything else. But he said, look, the state's built on a very sound economic base and the state budget would balance. But if we have to make some budget adjustments, we will. Well, that's causing news. and I'm saying, well, of course. We asked the question, don't you think the governor and the legislators in North Dakota ought to spend less money than they planned in the upcoming session if, in fact, that triggers and there's less money coming in? Seems like a bit of a no-brainer to me, but want to talk about that. This movie situation is bizarre. I don't know if you've been following this, but we believe the North Koreans hacked into Sony and their email, and they're putting out all these embarrassing emails to Sony, and they're doing it because there was a comedy planned about the current leader of North Korea, the son of Kim Jong-il. And guess what? Now a bunch of theaters are canceling the movie because of threats. There's no credible threat. There's no, we don't have any intelligence that says this is a real threat. But basically they're using terrorism to scare people, and now theaters are canceling the movies. Does this seem to you like we're, letting the bad guys win in this case? I want your take on that. And then the other thing, we mentioned this yesterday, but Jeb Bush has thrown his hat in the ring. Could you see yourself voting for another Bush for president? Would you vote Jeb Bush for president? You glad he's thrown his name in the loop? There's a couple of stories that we're following today, in addition to everything we're talking about in Killdeer, that I want to get your take on to tell me what is on your mind. So give us a ring. Here's how you join us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Less money into the coffers. If that happens, should we spend less in the state of North Dakota? Hello. Does that make sense to you? Are we kowtowing to terrorist threats with no credible threat on this crazy movie story. What do you make of that? And then Jeb Bush for president. Three questions on my mind in the news. Want your take as well. Hey, look who stopped by. My friend Daryl Dukart, who's a member of the Dunn County Commission, to welcome us to this fine city of Kildare and the all-new High Plains Cultural Center. Hey, Daryl, how are you?
Great. I'm great. Thank you for having me, Scott.
They tell me you were very instrumental in helping this facility happen, and it's a great addition to the community, isn't it?
It is. It's an extreme thing that happened to this, to have this in our community. This center is just something that the whole community will get to enjoy. It took 10 years, as you started at the beginning of the show with, to get us to this point. On the behalf of my fellow commissioners, yes, we did put some efforts and some time and some funds into making this project happen. And we really believe that it's for all of Dunn County. It's a Kildare-centered facility, but it's for everybody in Dunn County.
What do you want folks to know about Kildare? What if folks have not been to this community, what should they know about it?
It's a town of great opportunities. We're right on the eastern edge of the oil development, probably you want to call it the southeast corner of it. There's a lot of opportunities here for growth, a lot of opportunities for employment. Yes, we have the same issues all the other Bakken areas have. We have housing issues, we have labor shortage issues, we have road issues. But it's a small community that is very opening and welcoming to other people to come to this community and work.
You know what, I think folks outside these Bakken communities don't understand is just how busy they are, how the pace is just at a whole different level. Let's go, go, go. And sometimes the things that, you know, that we take for granted in the bigger communities in North Dakota, you don't recognize. In this case, the High Plains Cultural Center has a fitness area where you can become a member, and there's a gym, and there's volleyball, and there's basketball, and there's, you know, soon to be a gallery about the history in Dunn County and things that are happening, and meeting rooms, and just a gathering place so people can meet people, because so much happens so fast that these are the things that need to be added later. This is really important part so people just know their neighbors, right?
This will help this community grow. This will help the newcomers coming to the community meet the people that were longtime residents. And as we try to grow this community, the newcomers and the younger generation have to become leaders of this community.
And, boy, think about Kildare today versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's pretty amazing what's happening here in all of Dunn County, really, and Kildare, isn't it?
In 10 years, we have changed so much. It's just like a total new $100 bill developed in a matter of a few years.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yes.
And, from the perspective outside the area, some people say, boy, what a mess. It's not a mess. It's America at work, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It may appear to be a mess. And as I told, was at a State Board of Animal Health meeting yesterday, and one of my fellow board members up there come up to me and he said, you know, I didn't realize it until I went up there and actually drove through and spent a day in the Bakken area. He said, and the days I spent was at Kildare in Watford City. And he said, I got to realize the impacts and the differences in your lives that it has made.
Pretty amazing.
It is.
Yeah. And, there's challenges, obviously. You can't have this amount of growth in this amount of time without challenges. But what I really see is a group of folks just rolling up their sleeves, getting it done, figuring it out. And it's fun to watch.
That's right, Scott. I think all of us as leaders of the community, whether it be city or community or county, we have all rolled up our sleeves and we have said, bring the challenge on and we'll take it and we'll make the changes necessary to allow this to happen. And you, the newcomers, to be part of our community.
Yeah, it really is neat to see happen in Kildare, North Dakota. All right, thanks, Dale. Good to see you, and thanks for all your support for the High Plains Cultural Center.
Thanks for coming up, Scott. We really appreciate this.
Happy to be here today to kick off a great new addition to the community of Kildare, the High Plains Cultural Center. And by the way, the Christmas celebration is really the first opportunity for folks in Dunn County, friends, family, newcomers, folks that have been here forever, to gather in one place at this new facility. They're doing a potluck supper, although the meat's provided, but, the other goodies. They're doing a family dance, live music. Santa's going to be here, silent auction, hay rides, caroling, tree decorating contest. What's that sound like? A good old-fashioned community Christmas, doesn't it? On Saturday between 4 and 11 at this new High Plains Cultural Center. One of the reasons we're here today to tell you about what is in this town of Kildare, North Dakota. If you have a particular Kildare memory, if you're a Kildare native, anything you want to share today, feel free to weigh in at any time during the program. A lot of our discussion today will be centered around that and the other headlines in the news. And we do thank folks from WPX Energy, Ben's Oil Company, the First International Bank of Trust, High Plains Cultural Center, the City of Kildare, Barron's Lodge, Cobblestone Inn, Buckskin Inn, Barn Grill for making making our special broadcast happen today. All right. By the way, just got to note that one of our listeners witnessed a rollover on I-94 just on the west side of Richardton. Actually, the west side of the Richardson exit on I-94, and appreciate that firsthand report. Also appreciate it, as I mentioned at the start of the show. In fact, I'm looking out the window here over a window on Killdeer, and the snow is just in the first 10 minutes of the show here is going from visibility down to a quarter mile to letting up. About 3-4 different times swaying back and forth. So the snow coming down in some areas. Obviously, still some slick conditions out there after a week of winter returning. So be careful out there. That listener report live from I-94, a good reminder that, no cruise control. Be careful out there, and anything you're seeing on the road reports, we always appreciate hearing from you on those. What is on your mind? Jeb Bush is president. You're scared about going to a movie because of some crazy North Koreans threats, and, a budget pinch in North Dakota. If. The what ifs. Should we play the what if game? Yes. Without question, be prudent, but I don't think the sky's falling here. 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high-yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The hour, song gives me the sense of Santa's elves getting ready for Christmas, sort of like Santa's elves on the High Plains Cultural Center here. Busy, busy, busy place getting ready for Saturday's Christmas celebration, 4 until 11 p.m. open to the public, and looks like it'll be a lot of fun. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a comment that came in during the break about the movie flap. First, then we're going to go to Kurt and Bismarck here at 800-228-0550 to find out what's on your mind today. Go ahead and roll that clip, Chris.
Yeah, wasn't there a movie about assassinating George W. Bush back in the day? Seems to me there was, and I don't remember a big outcry about it. Kim Jong-un, well, he's just a renegade over there, and yeah, what do we care what they think?
Exactly. And, you know, here's what bugs me about this movie flap. You know, there's no credible threat here. There's some noise and some, you know, and I've quite honestly, I've been amazed this whole story is focused more on who said what in emails at Sony about some actor or some comment than the fact that we have a major corporation here having their emails hacked. Right? So, you know, if they can do that and all over a movie that is a comedy about this Kim Jong-un. So, yeah, but now you have theaters, including Carmike, saying we're not going to show it and it being yanked. But to me, that says, okay, you know, all you got to do is, you know, shake the cages a little bit and try and scare us, and we'll not go to a movie. Now, mind you, I wouldn't go to this movie on a bet. I could care less. I think it's stupid, but I think the idea of canceling the movie over a threat is kowtowing to terrorists myself. I want your take on it, though, at 800-228-0550. Let's check in with Kurt and Bismarck on what's on your mind. Kurt, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning? I'm just working on a musical about Kim Jong-il that was going to be played at Medora this summer. You've got to come and watch it.
Well, be careful. Be careful.
What a silly situation. It's nauseating. But I don't even want to spend any time on it. I want to get on to something important that I think you and I agree on. I'm just stunned. It's been almost 40 years that we can come up with two families to have this kind of influence in this country, the Clintons and the Bushes. And I kind of pick up on you. I was just waiting for the day where some non-politician actually gets in there and can have at it. It's not a governor or a senator or a former president, a businessman, somebody with some brains. But to think that we can only find power out of two families of this wonderful, talented country is just silly. I think that if we were given a choice of a king and queen, we'd take it.
You know, it is amazing, and we actually could have. I mean, the Democrats look to be, you know, lining up behind, you know, Hillary Clinton. You don't even hear about Joe Biden, who would be the natural heir apparent, right? I mean, here's the vice president.
Look at all in your world of all the talented people that run across your computer and your research. I'm the same way, and I keep thinking this is all we can come up with this wonderful, talented country out of two gene pools. Give me a break.
But of course, it's up to us. Right. I mean, this is again, in the case of Jeb Bush, somebody saying I'm seriously considering it, which basically is just a formality in how he goes about raising funds for a presidential committee. But, you know, ultimately it's the people and these primaries that decide. So we still get to decide.
You hit a key there, because now the only consideration, and unfortunately this is the world that I live in, is are you able to raise money? It has nothing to do with what's your background, what's your education, what did you get done. But if you can't raise enough money, you never get to a place where you and I get to choose to vote. It's really gotten kind of out of hand.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and that's why Jeb Bush has a real leg up, right? Because he has a built-in network of people that have been there, done that. So interesting points, and I share your frustration. I mean, I think Jeb Bush actually be a fine candidate. I really do. I mean, I think, on immigration, he's a little wishy-washy. On education, Common Core, for instance, a little bit. But if you take those two items out, I mean, rock solid conservative, probably more conservative than his brother or his dad. So I think he'd be a fine candidate. I don't think he's as bad as some people on the conservative side paint him to be. But on the other hand, it's like, okay, let's widen this field a little bit. Let's get a lot of names out there. Eric and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next on the program. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to say that, you know, coming from a common sense standpoint with this movie and an assassination point, what would the United States say if North Korea, which is a dangerous place, made a movie about assassinating our president? And I just don't think it's a very funny thing, and I don't think that a threat from the nation over there is, you know, maybe something to be so scared of. But nonetheless, I don't know what these guys were thinking when they made this movie in the first place. It's not a funny thing.
Yeah, you know, I hear you. I, like I said, I wouldn't go, but I mean, I'm more worried about the fact, first of all, you know, with everything happening in the world, that we're talking about a movie. And the threats from the movie is really, you know, small ball in my mind. And I also think, you know, I hear what you're saying, but even, you know, even if they did do it, I doubt people would not go to it if we said don't go to it. Yet we're succumbing to that because the North Koreans are saying, you know, hey, don't go to the movie. And theaters are succumbing to that. I mean, to me, that just says do more of the same. That's what scares me about it. Dan in Lake Park, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
I've got a question. Our gas prices are going down, but isn't it cheaper to produce diesel? Why isn't our diesel going down? And the next part of the question is, why haven't the grocery stores lowered their prices yet? Are they really that greedy?
Well, explain to me the connection between the price of gas and grocery stores.
Well, I guess they take diesel and deliver it, so that's why the prices haven't gone down yet. But I'd like to see the diesel prices start going down now.
Yeah, and of course that's going to take some time, right? I mean, the transportation costs aren't going to come off immediately, but I hear what you're connecting there. You're saying that it costs less to get the cornflakes to the grocery store, so the cornflakes would cost us less, right?
It'll be interesting that after Christmas, I bet the grocery stores lower their prices then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what that lag takes. Obviously, that's built in. This is a fairly new thing. I know we have asked some of the retailers about the difference on the diesel side, and then again, it is a question of where we refine the diesel product, how we can get the diesel product, and there has been disruptions in the supply from some of those places. So we refine it differently. That's at least how it's been explained to me in the industry. It is just the classic supply and demand, and there have been disruptions in that supply because of some issues related specifically to how we refine the diesel product. So that's why there's a difference. You said that you think it's cheaper to refine diesel than it is regular gasoline? I hadn't heard that before.
No, I just don't understand why diesel hasn't come down in price yet.
Yeah. And again, that's my understanding. I've asked the very same question of folks that sell it, folks that buy it, and that's what they're saying in answer to the question. Hopefully the log jams lift, and that price can come down too, and then you can see some difference in the cost, because price of fuel raises the cost of everything. Dan, appreciate the call. More coming up live from Kildeer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Kildare, North Dakota is our location today to find out what's in their town. And there is a High Plains Cultural Center that we're actually broadcasting from that opens for the public Saturday 4 until 11 with a big Christmas celebration. So we're looking forward to that. And, of course, Kildare is home of North Dakota's oldest PRCA rodeo, now home of the brand-new High Plains Cultural Center that we're broadcasting from as well. Kildare is a key growth community in the Bakken. Come visit, play, stay, and grow with them here in Kildare, North Dakota. It's cowboy country. WPX Energy, one of our sponsors today as well. If you've been thinking about changing careers or companies, now is the time to get started. Great company that's hiring. WPX Energy, benefits for North Dakota employees are better than ever. A big part of the oil patch they have right here in North Dakota. They have careers in Kildare and Newtown and the Mandaree area, and you can check out all their jobs online at WPXEnergy.com, WPXEnergy.com. While you're there, apply online, learn more about their community involvement, and connect with WPX today. More than 30 years of experience in energy. They've won more than 40 awards for doing things the right way. They're one of the top oil producers in North Dakota. Let them know what you can do to help advance American-made energy, and maybe you could be the next new hire at WPX Energy. Go ahead, get started. Apply today at WPXEnergy.com. And by the way, they're also moving an operation right here to Kildare as well. Ben's Oil Company, one of our sponsors today, too. They're the leading distributor of agriculture, commercial, and residential fuel, propane, and lubricants in the area. Family-owned business serving Dunn County and the surrounding area for over 35 years, providing residential and commercial bulk deliveries, gas, fuel, diesel fuel, propane, lubricants, 24-hour pay at the pump, high-speed fueling for those folks on the road. They have propane cylinder filling. They're proud of their team of professionals. And the driver that delivers the propane to warm your home, to the cashier that searches inventory for your seasonal product needs, you really can count on the professional and courteous service. Contact them today and decide for yourself. If you need more filling up than just your tank, Junction 22 Deli has a grab-and-go convenience store location at the Junction Highway 222, busy one, as well. Stop and see them. Or give them a call. Schedule your delivery. Stop on by today. They have the juice that keeps the Bakken rolling. And if you're ready to order, schedule a delivery, or just have questions, contact any of the professionals committed to keep you on the move. 877-764-BENZ. 877-764-BENZ. Benz Oil Company, committed to keeping you moving. All right, folks, we are live in Kildare, North Dakota today at the High Plains Cultural Center. And Senator John Hoeven joining us on our newsmaker line today. Senator, nice to have you. How are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
Just quick programming note, normally Wednesdays, Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Scheduling conflict prevented him from joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, or next hour, rather, for that. So that'll be actually tomorrow on the program. Senator Hoeven here today, though, obviously, with some of the same questions that will no doubt come up for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And I want to start with this this bill that you voted on Saturday and the funding bill. A lot of our listeners, and all a few of them have already called in with a couple of questions specific on it, are concerned about it. And here's the bottom line, the theme that I tend to get from folks that I want you to address, if you don't mind, Senator. Folks see the election
as a mandate for, obviously, you and the fellow Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in general to stop the president's agenda. And they see a vote very early after the election that, that advances parts of the president's agenda, and they're scratching their head. What do you say to those folks?
Well, we don't get a majority in the Senate until the new Congress is seated after the first of the year. So really the choice is, do we shut down government or do we try to make sure we get through to the new Congress? We'll have a majority in the Senate and we can go after his illegal order on immigration and some of these other important issues, Obamacare and other issues that we fully intend to go after when we have an opportunity to do so.
So the idea, and you've talked before about regular order, but I think, you know, this is one thing I've said seems to make some sense. The funding on everything except the amnesty portion and his immigration issues goes through September, right? Now, that's normally the way the Congress works. I mean, you haven't been in that particular area, but, I mean, to go in January of 2015 and start working on funding for late 2015, in this case 2016, is the normal way you do things, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And what we did in the case of the Department of Human Services is we only extended the funding for that department until February 27th under what's called a continuing resolution, which will give us then the authority to go after President Obama's illegal order, and that's purposely why we set it up that way.
All right, let's play a couple of calls that have come in for you and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550 for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead and roll the first one.
Senator Hoeven, are you, Boehner, and Republicans proud of the headline, Republican Betrayal? Guess you and Kramer are officially moderates. I say no to Jeb Bush, the moderate. Say yes to Ted Cruz. Then the Republicans would join forces with the Democrats again to get him out of the race.
All right, a couple of things there to cover. One, let's talk about the betrayal. What do you say to folks that say this was a betrayal?
No, not at all. What we're trying to do is to get in a position to make sure that we can win on the issues that we feel are important to conservatives. And I think that's exactly what we've tried to do by setting up a continuing resolution, for example, for Homeland Security that only goes until the 27th, when we have an opportunity to address it. And further, as far as the overall omnibus, remember, this is just one-third of government. This is the discretionary portion of funding, not the mandatory portion. This is the lowest level of funding since 2007. So we've also worked very hard to achieve real savings. This is about $500 billion less than the funding level for discretionary spending in 2009. So we brought it down from about 1.5 to just a little under $1.1 trillion. And again, it's just one-third of the funding. The other two-thirds is mandatory. So we both tried to set it up so that we can go after these issues like the president's order, Obamacare, and other issues, but also work to reduce the funding level to find real savings to try to address the deficit and the debt.
All right, speaking of Obamacare and the immigration issue, again, here's a call from a listener that I want to have you address that is concerned about these issues, having lost on these issues. Roll that comment.
Hello, yes, this message is for Senator Hoeven. I just wanted to thank him for fully funding Obamacare till October 1st and funding the president's executive amnesty. What is it, a couple billion there for the illegals to assimilate? So thanks for voting for Obamacare, fully funding it till October 1st, instead of voting for a continuing resolution. We really appreciate that. Thanks.
All right. Is that what happened in the bill? Is Obamacare fully funded through October? And is, you know, his question on funding the money in amnesty, are there dollars for the president's immigration order to be carried out?
Well, we didn't have an opportunity to vote on an overall CR, which would have funded all these things. And it just, as the caller is talking about funding things, if he thinks that the funding bill funded those things, I mean, it's the president's action that's the problem. And our choice was whether or not to shut down government versus get into the new Congress where we have a majority. So a CR, if he feels that the omnibus funded things he didn't want funded, a CR would have done the same thing. And as far as the immigration issue, it is a CR, and it only goes till February 27th, so we do have an opportunity to address it. And I oppose Obamacare. I want to try to repeal and replace it. I oppose the president's order on immigration. And so what we're trying to work to do is to reverse those in the best way that we can. So it's a little ironic that the caller is critical when we're doing exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of it out there. I'm a little confused by it, too, because to me, I mean, obviously, you for one, the Senate has been run in a terrible fashion. Where you're not doing, as you've explained many times, regular order. So, you know, here you are literally on the cusp of 2015 without 2015 funding. And so you clean up that little detail with the exception of the Department of Homeland Security. You're holding that one back so that you can actually go to a little more forceful action on the end. And meanwhile, now when you control the Senate and have more votes in the House, in January, then you can go about the work of doing it. But I'm hearing this from a lot of people. There's a lot of frustration. Why do you think there's so much confusion out there about it?
Well, I think it does get complicated. But the other thing that, you know, you're kind of getting at there, Scott, which is very important, is that we're going to work to go to regular order in the new Congress. And that means we're going to take each one of those appropriation bills separately. That means, for example, now take Department of Homeland Security. We can go in and battle on that immigration issue, and you're only dealing with that one appropriation bill out of 12 rather than all of the funding for government where you get into all the discretionary funding where you get into a shutdown issue. Now we can take that individual issue, that immigration issue, the Department of Homeland Security bill, one of 12 appropriations bill, and we can do battle there, and President Obama can't come back and say, oh, you're trying to shut down government. It's not a shutdown government issue, so we gain more leverage in addition to having a majority in the Senate. So, number one, I contend that it's not funding his illegal action. He undertook that action. We're not funding anything differently in DHS than we funded before. And second, it actually puts us in a position to try to, you know, really battle on that issue.
Dominic in Sterling for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, your question or comment.
Just a comment. I'll make my comment and then hang up for the answer. I just feel that with passing of this omnibus, it's basically kicking the can down the road. You know, there are all these hot topics and all of these issues that, you know, people got out and elected new Republicans in to take care of. And instead of passing a large continuing resolution to take care of it when they're in office in January, then, you know, the can just got kicked a year down the road now. You know, we don't have any leverage in changing things, and all of these big bloated programs are just, they get kicked down the road year after year. And that's just my frustration. Thanks.
Senator, response to Dominic's frustration?
Well, I share his frustration, but I think we have an opportunity in the new Congress to go to work on these things right away, and we've taken away the issue of a government shutdown. In other words, we'll go to work on these appropriation measures and these appropriation bills, on the issues that we're talking about, all those things. We'll go to work on those right away.
All right, hold that thought if you would, Senator. We'll take a break here, come back, and get to some other calls. Also want to talk about that new session of Congress and what will be the first priority. Some interesting news on that over the last couple of days. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? Stop and see Brent and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Wilson, Sydney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Bakken, you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call. Just tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent and the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Quite simply put there, Senator Holden, you and the rest of Congress get a failing grade on this last vote. Let's do a better job. Thanks. Bye.
All right, a failing grade on the last vote, and again, something we heard repeatedly, folks ready for the fight, and the fight comes in the next session of Congress. I mean, I think that was the actual term you used in the hours after the vote, that you're ready to fight. Am I right, Senator?
Well, absolutely, and like I say, I mean, what we're faced now is right back into that government shutdown mode, and we saw what happened last time, that came up. And so what we're trying to do is set this up so we can fight and win on these issues. And at the same time, if you look at the funding bill that went through, that's the lowest level of funding since 2007. So we're trying to do what we can now and set things up so we can continue the fight after the first year when the new Congress is seated.
By the way, you did get a chance to vote on the constitutionality of what President Obama did on the executive order on immigration, and you voted with Ted Cruz on the fact that it was unconstitutional. Is so, you know, the Senate's on record on that, obviously, and now you're going to have more of the Republicans that will be in that agreement. What, you know, because, again, this gets missed, I think, but the Department of Homeland Security was only funded through February. What will happen on that regard? You know, what can you do through funding of DHS to undo the president's executive order on immigration?
Well, that's it. I mean, clearly he overstepped his authority, so what we'll try to do is see if there's a way to go in and prevent him from using fees to issue work permits, because that's not within his authority, and so that's what we'll try to do, like I say, right after the first of the year.
What is job one in the next Congress? Did I see that the schedule includes the Keystone XL pipeline being debated very early on?
Yeah, the first bill we'll take up is my bill to approve Keystone. So it's important energy legislation, and we'll take it up first order of business right away. And that's you know, important not only in terms of building the right energy plan for this country, getting the infrastructure we need, but it also is going to demonstrate that we're going to regular order. We're going to have an open amendment process. So we'll take the bill to the floor. We'll allow people to put their amendments forward. If they can get 60 votes, they pass. If not, they don't. But we hope by going to regular order to get the Senate working again. And that's what Reid wouldn't allow. So it's both important as an energy issue, but also important because it will demonstrate our effort to get to an open process so we can get the work of the Senate done.
Kirby and Ross, a question for Senator John Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kirby.
Thank you. Thanks, Senator. Thanks for taking my call. I got two issues. Why can't the Senate and the House have single issue voting? Whenever something comes up, vote one issue at a time, and that will eliminate a lot of pork. And it'll, you know, whenever it's veterans issue, let it be strictly veterans issue. When it's EPA issues, let it be strictly EPA issues. And, you know, why can't they vote on one thing at a time instead of rolling it all into a package? And the second thing is, why can't they make laws like 20 pages or less that a fifth grader can read and understand?
Well, there's a lot of common sense to what you just said, and I agree with you, and that's exactly what I'm talking about when we say we're trying to go to regular order and allow an open amendment process. And that's to do just what you said, vote on these issues, bring them up, debate them, and vote on them, make sure that we have bills that are understandable. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. And I think, you know, whether you're talking immigration, step-by-step approach, or anything else, that is the right approach. So
the reason we haven't done it is because
Reid wouldn't allow it. So Harry Reid wouldn't allow it, and that's one of the things we're going to change in the new Congress.
Is there anybody that's trying to make a single-issue voting amendment or whatever, however I should word it there? Is there anybody actually trying to bring it up so that you can actually vote on one thing at a time and no more?
Well, that's essentially what we're working to do in the new Congress. That's why I say we'll bring up Keystone. That's a single issue. We'll allow people to offer amendments, debate those individual amendments, vote on them. If they get 60 votes, they may pass, they may not. But it's essentially an effort to do what you're describing.
Appreciate the call, Kirby. I'm going to squeeze in one more quick one here. Kelly Bismarck, your question for Senator Hoeven.
Right along the same lines, the Senator's talking about shutting the government down. The government didn't shut down. The government hasn't shut down since the Clinton administration. If they can, I mean, everybody's still got Social Security. Everybody's still got welfare. That. Okay.
And let's talk a little bit about that real briefly here, because Senator Ted Cruz is getting some grief about keeping you guys in over the weekend on that issue and pressing it and wanting it. I understand he's apologized for disrupting schedules, but why was a shutdown a bad idea to Kelly's point?
Well, I mean, you have to decide for yourself. Do you think that we succeed in accomplishing what we're trying to accomplish on Obamacare, on addressing the president's immigration order, all those things? By getting into shutting down, you know, the agencies of government that are funded by the discretionary budget. And we don't have our numbers yet. We don't have the new people seated. So we don't control the agenda. And so when do you want to have that fight? When are you in best the best position to win that fight, now before the new Congress is seated or right after the first of the year in just a couple weeks. So that's, you know, again, I think we're trying to set up so we can fight and actually get an outcome. You know, I think people just have to think through and, you know, they can make their own decision. But that's exactly what we're trying to do, is get into a position where we can fight on these important issues and win.
As you can hear, folks are ready for that fight. They see that as the reason for the change in November, and obviously you'll have an opportunity to demonstrate that's what you're up for once you
right.
actually have more
and
members.
And again, Scott, the change occurs after the first year. Right.
Right? Yeah.
The new members aren't seated yet.
Absolutely.
Right.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Senator John Hoban, our guest, we're live in Kildare today.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The best cold weather gift items are at the Max Christmas Sale, where you'll find an 8-gauge 16-foot booster cable for just $9.99. Put a 4-inch by 30-foot tow strap in someone's truck. It's only $14.99. Keep someone warm this winter with a gift of Carhartt clothing. And when you purchase $100 in Max gift cards, you get a $20 card free. Find these great deals and extended hours during the Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.